This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. As you know, if you listen to this program with any degree of regularity, I like to present different things about that which we are all talking, not just the same old stuff, the same old party line, the same concerns. Well, using that focus, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, the unvaccinated seem to be the least concerned about this new variant, according to a poll anyway, that was released by CBS over the weekend.
Thank God they polled on that.
Yeah, right.
Of course the unvaccinated are the ones who are least concerned about it. Right. That's why exactly. They're not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, hello, duh. One of the things that I'm getting into, and one of the things that I pride myself with is not, I don't like people who agree. I don't want to listen to a radio program where everybody agrees. I want to also pick up new bits and pieces of information. And so when I listen to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's an important cog in the wheel of DJV Health, he talks about, as a matter of fact, in the most recent podcast that we have at djvhealthshow.com, Jack talks about the variations of COVID and what it is that you have to worry about. He is not a vaccine. He's not had the vaccine. I didn't even like wearing a mask, but his wife, Mary, was more an anti-masker. And she was an anti-vaxxer, a little of both. But so I posted, I said that on my personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, I published a 30-second PSA, or posted probably is a better word, that has been airing on television stations and the audio is aired on radio stations about the vaccine. It's something that's aimed at educating. But I listened to it with a questionable ear because I think sometimes you can, I've said this before, advertising is for you to present a point of view. I'm happy to have people buy advertising time on my radio programs to tell some story because they want you to buy something or do something, and then I'm free to comment on it if I happen to have a different point of view. So anyway, and that would be the way that I would hope that we'd stimulate conversation that's new. Jack responded to my posting this COVID-19 vaccine initiative with the following. Because basically the information is the vaccine is effective. So Jack says, if it's effective, why are vaccinated people getting COVID in large numbers? And if it's safe, why is the CDC reporting 11,000 deaths from the vaccine so far? And among those 11,000 are a bunch of miscarriages. So I guess that's a question. When you look at the stats, would you think if there are, 170 million people that have been vaccinated in our country, is this a reasonable risk to have people inoculated?
But 99% of people right now who are being treated for COVID, like in the hospital or not, 99% of them are unvaccinated. So I'm not really sure what Jack's saying. There are some breakthrough cases, yes, and that's to be expected. That's like in the fine print of all the vaccines, that mm-hmm. breakthrough cases were expected from the beginning. There actually are fewer than what they anticipated. So the bottom line is the vaccines work really, really well. And even if you get a breakthrough case, there are three people in our world right now who are breakthrough cases, and none of them are in the hospital, and they're all pretty happy they got the vaccine because it would have been a lot worse.
I think we're assuming that everybody with COVID is going to end up in the hospital, and that's just simply not true. 99% of people
get COVID.
No, I know, but I mean, I've heard this. I've heard this argument before, is that, you know, 99% of the people in the hospital are unvaccinated. Well, yeah, that makes sense because they don't have probably natural immunity or they don't have a vaccine, so they're more ripe for the pickings if COVID's going to come knocking.
So let me ask you this.
Can I just finish this off?
Yeah, go ahead. Excuse me.
Most people resolve their cases of COVID at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have natural immunity, which is actually more powerful than the vaccine. So, I mean, I think Jack is talking about the people, and it's not publicized, that have died with relations and ties to the vaccine being administered to them.
All right. So, by the way, if you want to listen to Jack and his point of view, you're welcome to and encouraged to listen to our DJV Health podcasts, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, because there's a lot of this kind of conversation. Jack is certainly not one that goes along with the crowd. That's one of the reasons that I have him on, to stimulate you thinking about what the situation as it presents itself means to you. So I guess that's the question. When we get down to the points of view here, what do we do to move it forward? Or there's no solution. Well, the people who want to give you vaccines say that's the solution. Okay, the people who don't want vaccines say that's not the solution. So what is the solution so that we don't become a nation of sick people who are easily, we already have seen this, I think, we're fighting with each other about all kinds of things. This is one of them. We fight about everything that is political, and I think that's what the Chinese communists want. I think that's how they want to disturb the status quo.
So why can't we have live and let live? Why can't we have live and let live?
No, how do we fix the problem?
I don't understand how every day, and I'm really surprised actually at your perspective on all of this, knowing you as long as I have. It surprises me how much you are not in the camp where I am, where I, look, I want people who want to get vaccines to have easy access to them, and I want you to get them. I want people who have natural immunity to get more information about how long that immunity lasts, and I want people who don't want the vaccines to not have to get the vaccines. I'm really surprised, just knowing you as long as I have, that you are not in that camp. You
what
have
am
every
I
day,
saying that surprises you?
Well, every day you go, God, the people who don't, why are we so stupid? It's just so, the people are uneducated. Get the vaccine and watch my videos.
Know.
I mean, I just, I don't understand.
No, I haven't seen, I don't think that's what I'm
saying.
In fact,
you said that on Friday. You said people are so stupid. So,
well, I think that people
I don't know. I mean, I guess
something,
I'm surprised.
And where do we go with this? Okay,
we
let me
don't.
Ask
we are where
way.
We are.
Why
do we have to go anywhere?
Nobody's solving
we're going
anything.
Backwards. We're going backwards.
We aren't
going
backwards.
Back to the masks. We're going back to who knows what.
But that's because of fear tactics. I mean, look, don't wear a mask. Don't let the government dictate if you have to have a gasket on your face. If you feel that you are at risk, then wear the mask. If you are vaccinated, take the mask off. I don't care what the government says to you. It is ridiculous.
Well,
it's not following the science.
There's going to be a pushback. If there is a, as there seems to be in California, move back to certain things that were tenets of the past year and a half, people are not going to do it. They're not going to close their businesses down.
The sheriff already came out. Yeah. I said, I'm not having my people in forces. We have crime that's skyrocketing. We have all these other, we have homeless issues. I'm not going to do something that flies in the face of science. And he's right. Los Angeles County is getting so much pushback because the CDC guidelines indicate that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors. You should have enough protection. And so it's silly to make this like the next step for LA County.
So that's just,
but in
California.
LA County, you guys have had like what, 1,000 new cases every day for the last 8 days? So who are those cases? I'm just curious. I mean,
that's
obviously,
the question.
I'm guessing they're unvaccinated people. But
so here's
who
what
are
I think.
They?
So this is the same question that I asked. Who are these people? We have a very, no, well, that could be a piece, but we mostly have a highly, I mean, we have a high percentage of vaccinated people in LA County. I think our number is almost up to the 70% mark, which is what Biden wanted. We also have a ton of people with natural immunity because LA was hit really hard in the fall of last year.
Right.
So who are the people? We're assuming that these people are somehow sickly or dying in a hospital bed. They are not. They are people who are going out and testing and who get a positive test result. Some of them may not even have symptoms. We don't even know that. And so my thought is that it's these people who are very extra concerned, who have been scared poopless for the last year from the government about what to do. And so these people are out traveling for the first time. They probably either before they go on their trips or after they come back, they go and take a test. And then they're getting these results and people are putting on the emergency brake, even though we don't even know if these people are in the hospital. I mean, I have talked to people who work in many hospitals and the numbers are not going up because I've been in a lot of hospitals over the last 3 weeks, and I've been talking to people about whether or not their COVID cases are going up. Hospitalizations, they're not really going up. And so it's the number of cases. And this is why I think it's really important to say that not everybody that gets COVID is going to be in the hospital. There are going to be people who have no symptoms. There are going to be people who just have a positive test. And there are going to be people who are sick at home in addition to those people in the hospital. So I think it's really important to note that because, you know, the media, everybody else likes to start screaming and running with their hands up in the air. Well, let's look and see what we're worried about. Are the hospitalizations up? And right now,
well, they're up
really
36% according to Axios this morning across the country.
It's not a huge blip, though, across the country. But what about in L.A.? Where, I mean, that's
what I don't know. Yeah, I don't know L.A. I don't know. I mean, right now, Axios had said 26,000 new cases per day is what we, for the last week, which is that's a spike of up to 70% more than the previous week. So that is a lot. And you're right. This is we don't know the severity of these cases, but these are confirmed cases. Hospitalizations are up 36%. Deaths are up 26%. It's an average of 211 people a day now across the country are dying. So yeah, it's those
One
numbers are nowhere near where we were.
As you move ahead, I realize that school is going to be starting in a month. In some parts of the country already, we're back to that. And the teachers' unions are already saying, well, we better not jump so quickly to bring everybody back to school now. And where do we go from there? The push is on here locally for in-person education, masks for anybody not vaccinated. And if you need to go, the vaccinated staff and students remain in school unmasked. And that's the position of the people here. Whether that's going to carry the day or not elsewhere remains to be seen. But they're all running back to the guidance of the CDC. I don't know that I think
locally
that
there's going to be some differences too, because like in New Jersey, if you are vaccinated, if you're a student and you're in the age range where a vaccine has been approved, you don't have to wear a mask. In New York City, regardless of that status, they're having all the kids wear masks because everyone's going to be back in person. So I think it's going to depend. I think we're going to start to see different rules rolling out, maybe even county by county, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah. 18 past the hour. Let's think that through.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Now with orders to stay. stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, and you know what that means. It means that we are going to bring Jay into the trending box and find out who's doing what to whom. I was listening to the ladies just a moment ago talking about the Shailene Woodley thing, which does seem to be all over the place. There are a lot of the stuff that comes in social media is gossip, right? I mean, let's get right down to it. The Adele thing. Is she dating Rich Paul? I saw that yesterday. I was thinking to myself, because he's the agent for LeBron James, right?
Yes.
And he's been bringing her to watch the games as the season comes to a close. And so that's got everybody, wow, look at this guy. He's dating her, blah, 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 blah. So is much of what we have, shall we say, social media abounds in rumors, Jay? Is it a rumor? Is it rumor mongering? To be excited about what is in trending material on social media?
I'm going to be honest, I did not understand that question.
What, do we just, is it just gossip? That's all it is. Is
oh,
gossip,
for sure.
Gossip, gossip.
Oh, yeah. And then you have different outlets that will write their own narrative. So, for instance, Adele, whether or not she's dating NBA agent Rich Paul, they sparked the rumors by sitting together at Game 5 of the Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Saturday. Then you see on Instagram, there are paparazzi shots of Blake Lively with her kids, with Ryan Reynolds. And it looks like she's, you know, pushing them along and having a good day and then waving at the cameras. And Blake Lively even commented on those photos. And she said that you spliced these two photos together. I was not waving at you. There was some man who kept jumping in and out of bushes trying to take a picture when she would approach, because normally she'll approach paparazzi, give them a photo without her kids. She'll say, let me step away from my children. I'll give you whatever photo you want, and then leave us alone. Well, this person just kept kind of hiding and taking pictures and then jumping out, jumping back in, scaring her kids. So she called him out on that, and she even said that one of the neighbors saw the situation and it was upsetting, and the neighbor even had words with this photographer. So you never really know what you're seeing when it comes to social media.
Right. And they could doctor a picture, as far as that's concerned. How do we really... Yeah, it's gotten down to the point where it may be good for entertainment purposes, but it's not much good for anything else. And I think, by the way, I think Adele looks awful. Awful. She just doesn't... She's just kind of withered away. to nothing. I wonder, is she traveling? Is she on the road? Does her voice sound, she get as much heft to her voice as she always had? Or is she, what is she
well,
doing?
Well, the fashion blogs, I'm looking at the fashion blogs, and they're giving her, like, major style marks, so I think she looks great. I don't know what you're seeing.
I think she looks like she has gone on a crash diet and looks anemic. That's how she looks to me. I think her face is gaunt. Her body doesn't look like she has any substance to it at all. Looks like everything's withering away. So she could put on nice clothes, but what's she covering? You know, what's her body? Is she? One of the things that happens when you do stuff like that, it's just not healthy to lose weight like that. And
she's been working on her health for years. Yeah, and I think a lot of people, when they see a woman, specifically a woman who is plus size, lose a lot of weight, people think your exact thoughts, Doug. Where if you were to see Adele, if she hit the scene at the size she is now, nobody would think
twice. No one would ever say anything. Yeah.
No. I think it's really unfortunate that we spend a lot of time talking. I don't know how many men we do that to. Maybe, Doug, you're equal opportunity, like, when you go after people. But, like, I mean, this is a woman who probably got criticized all the time for her size. And now she's
not
getting criticized for looking too skinny.
I thought she looked great.
I know. You loved her. I know. That's why I said you're not included in this conversation, but like I think everybody
like so many other conversations we have here.
Yeah, but like somebody has an opinion on everybody's size. It's like live and let live, people. She'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope she is. Anyway, because I think her singing is amazing. I think her songs, I think the stories she tells in her songs are just amazing. And she's apparently quite a good performer when you see her. And she always gets so worked up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Three people died of suspected acute carbon monoxide poisoning and two others were hospitalized Saturday after being found at the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. Police are investigating a generator that was located near the travel trailer. Brooklyn, Michigan is about 80 miles west of Detroit. Some Texas lawmakers that ran away from their job because of legislation they didn't like have now contracted the coronavirus after fleeing to Washington, D.C. Dan Naraki explains.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all five are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month enlisted former Hollywood A-lister and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists seem to be trying to push. Give the people what they want and they won't care if it's a green vehicle.
This is what it's about. If pollution created by humans, then we can solve it. Humans can solve it. We can kill it. We can terminate it. Like Ford Motor Company announced that the F-150 pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for nearly 45 years, will have an electric version next year. That's huge, because trucks are all about power. For years, electric vehicles were these little, tiny little things. They were weak. They had no power. I would never sit in one of those. Never. But now, they're making the powerful trucks electric. The current gasoline-powered Ford 150 goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.4 seconds. With the electric engine in it, it will go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, almost 2 seconds faster. See, now we are talking. That's power. Big vehicles, that's what people like. Those on three-wheelers, girly man cars, may I remind you, is a real cause.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour on the DJV program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Much is asked of us, and we give much to you. We take the bait. You got a question, we've got answers. We take stories and try to shine a different light on them. I don't know how we shine a different light on this one, Victoria. Walmart's got to pay $125 million. It's too bad it wasn't 12 billion. This was so outrageous. And these people just kind of get away with, oh, well, it's the cost of doing business. So tell the story about what this Wisconsin jury has done to that woman who worked for Walmart with Downs.
Yeah, so a woman with Down syndrome was awarded $125 million in punitive damages in her suit against Walmart for wrongful termination. Her name is Marlo Spaeth, and she began working at Walmart as a sales associate in 1999. Then in November of 2014, clearly loyal employee, after Walmart altered her shift schedule, she repeatedly asked the company to return her to normal work hours because with Down syndrome, she benefits from a regular routine, and regular sleep schedule and things like that. So the new schedule was a significant hardship, or that's what her lawyers had argued. In July of 2015, they fired her for being absent from work, which her lawyers said was caused by the new schedule. And so her termination letter said that she could be rehired, but Walmart refused to do that. And so then she decided to get a lawyer. She actually, and this is what's really sad, and this is what Walmart, like, doesn't get. the lawsuit that she filed was because she wanted her job back. This is not like she wasn't going after the company for money.
Right.
She just wanted her job back. And so the jury thankfully awarded her this massive amount of $125 million plus $150,000 in compensatory damages, and saying that Walmart violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so Walmart issued this lame statement instead of saying this is such an unfortunate thing and it was a misunderstanding or whatever.
They don't get
all
it. They don't get it.
I know, but their statement was, well, we expect that the punitive damages will be dropped down to about $300,000 because that's the most that anyone's been paid out yet. That's all they cared about.
Yeah.
They didn't even mention her as a human being.
It's such a despicable company. I just think it's a horror show. Always has been. Sam Walton would roll over in his grave if he... You think he would do anything like that? Never in 100,000 million years. It's the bean-counting bastards that run... And there's so many of these huge companies that just get so tone deaf, immune, if you will, to even what the public says. As the public can go in and find everything cheap in the world, made in China, help yourself to the local Walmart.
But this is an employee that was there for 16 years, and they cared nothing about her whatsoever.
Nope, zero. Yeah. Okay.
It's such a bad PR move, too. Just from that perspective, it's like...
Yep.
You would think, I mean, that much of money is not that much to Walmart. So, like, at least if you're going to have to pay it in a way that's, like, graceful, I guess. I don't
right.
know.
All right. So here's something that the airlines are not going to be very graceful about. And we're chuckling about this because we kind of want to tool them up or tune them up a little bit ourselves. The federal regulators are working to ease some of the things that irritate us. Well, I don't ever check a bag. So I would never travel, even if I go when I go to Israel in December. I won't check a bag. One bag and my handbag. That's it. I'm not.
Well, you're a dude, so you can do that. But
I'm the same way. If I have to check a bag, I don't want to take it. Carry on or bust.
No, it's such a hassle. You waste an hour of your life at the other end of the trip waiting for the bags to come down the chute. They lose them. So now under the circumstance, who wants to explain it? Jay, why don't you explain what's going on here with this new proposal from Mayor Pete? Because he's the one behind this, right? He's the head of
the department. I think you would be best with this one.
Really?
Secretary Pete, yeah, the Department of Transportation. He's the Transportation Secretary. So, yeah, now he's Secretary Pete. And under this new rule, flyers would actually get their money back on baggage fees if your bag is delayed beyond 12 hours for a domestic flight or 25 hours for an international flight. Jen had actually said off the air, and I totally agree, that it should be even lower than that, but this is where they're starting.
Yeah.
Right now, this is the big difference is... Right now, you do not get a refund on your bag fee unless
unless
luggage is completely lost.
You talk about Walmart being tone deaf.
Yeah.
These people that run these airlines, they could give a good crap about stuff
everybody
like this.
Everybody as a consumer, as a flyer, they have us over a barrel. You know, you make
choice.
Too much. I mean, you have to go along with it. So I'm
arrest you at the airport.
Yes, that's true.
Too much of a thing.
Absolutely. So I'm really happy that...
They made $5 billion last year on checking your bags.
Exactly. And then
Hello?
How can you think about how many bags of those were lost? They were misplaced
Millions.
For days. Yeah, 2 million bags were reported mishandled. 2018 is the last year that they have data so far. So that's one good thing about baggage fees. The other thing that's going to be, this is all part of Biden's, the recent executive order that looked at up in competition in various industries. So this is another thing that it falls under that. They're also going after, and this is something I really love, they're going after, like, if you're paying for Wi-Fi access or advanced seat selection, and then your Wi-Fi doesn't work, which has happened to me on almost every flight, and then they blame you, and they say, oh, well, it's just your iPad apparently doesn't work with our Wi-Fi.
Right.
You know, they love saying stuff like that. So if you're paying for these services, and they're not providing the service, Mayor Pete says, well, hello, this is just basic consumerism. You get what you pay for, and if they don't provide it, you get your money back. Seems really simple, but it's come to this to actually get us to this point.
American is notorious for this because the Wi-Fi is crap on most of the
United is just as bad.
Yeah.
Southwest,
United's,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Southwest is the worst of all of them as far as I'm concerned. That's a horrible way to go. like riding in a... But, oh, to let's go back for a second to paying to choose your seat after you buy a seat on JetBlue. Anyway, I don't know who else does it. That's why I stay away from JetBlue. You can't choose your seat unless you call and give them $15 to say, I want to sit in this seat.
Oh, all the airlines do that.
Yeah, that's 25
or more. American doesn't do it.
Yes,
yeah, they
do. Yeah, they do.
Welcome
I've done it. Yeah. You're only in first class in fancy pants. But the rest of us try to, you know, spend a little extra to get a better seat. So, yeah.
Well, and then that's not what I'm saying. To choose your seat, you have to pay for main cabin extra or the wider seats and more leg room. That you have to pay for. Got it. But to pick after you've paid whatever it is for your seat, and then on top of that to have to pay to choose a seat, I don't know anybody who does that for JetBlue.
There's other airlines that do that. Yeah, just to choose your seat, like an extra $4 if you want this seat, or that you know. I mean, it's just another way to tack on fees.
Because give you when you search for your flight, you know, you think you're getting a flight that's, let's say, $250. Well, once you add in checked bag fee and then you add in the extra cost to choose your seat, you're well over $300 and you no longer got a good deal on that flight.
Right.
They don't care. They just want to bilk you as much
as they can. There's no such thing as a good deal, no matter what. And in flying today, there is no such thing as a good deal. Period. End of story. Jennifer, I want to go to wine country for a moment, if we may, please.
Me too.
Let's go.
This is, you know, me and the farm stuff, American Family Farmer Show is something that I do every week about food, family, farm. And this week we have a focus on this nook, if you will, of American agriculture, which normally is able to sort of outwit the climate change or the lack of rain. But so far this year, because of what's going on in that part of the world, the vineyards are drying up, like the apple orchards are drying up. And so insurance companies are saying...
Yeah, there's also bureaucrats to blame on this one, too. So
well,
it's
there may be. But what, do you mean the lack of the ability to get insurance anymore?
Well, that's what you're talking about, is the lack of ability to get insurance.
You can't get insurance,
a huge part of the problem is that up in this area, and especially, on the Sonoma side, so it has been dry. The last 2 years have been dry. That's just number one. You've also had fires burning, which can be really detrimental to people growing grapes because the ash that falls in the soil impacts the taste of the fruit. So sometimes it's not what you're thinking when you have these fires burning around. It was really notorious with like a lot of the high-end Cabernets a few years ago with the Napa fires that were burning. And Silver Oak and others had to just toss a lot of their wine. It was just not good because it would taste like a fire when you would drink the wine. So there's those two elements, but up in the areas of Sonoma, for sure, and I'm imagining that Napa would be the same, a lot of the sources that they used for water have now been taken out of the equation for them by the government. So there's a dry creek area of Sonoma, which is supposed to feed into a river that leads right into the ocean. And because the Delta smelt are protected, these little, like, anchovy things, and because there were some salmon eggs or something, and so they've stopped allowing the vineyards to use that water source. And now these vineyards are like, well, what are we supposed to do? This is what we were using for not even just tens of years, but almost 100 years of growing grapes in that area. That was the water source, and now California, because of environmental restrictions, have prevented them from using that water source. So
I wonder how this is. I'm looking at some of the other things that are grown. This time of year, we normally have a lot of cherries, and many of them come from this area as well. I wonder if they're the same. I've noticed that I love
good
the cherries
this year.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe they were earlier, they weren't affected, although when they're picked, they have to be moved quickly in order for them to keep the sweets and the flavor and that sort of thing. One wonders. By the way, we missed Victoria, this is on you. You distracted me in the conversation, so I never got to National Cherry Day on Friday, which was outrageous. Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, do they grow cherries? I thought they were all grown on the West Coast, but apparently there are a bunch of them grown in Michigan.
Michigan's then, of course, huge. They have the Cherry Festival in Michigan. I've been to it. It's really fun.
Have you?
Cherry everything.
You know, well, except for maraschino cherries, which are made from potatoes. Other than that, I don't think it should be. They should not be celebrated during the cherry festivals because they're not real cherries. You knew that, right?
Don't fall for this, Victoria.
I'm not. I'm just like I'm just sitting here thinking, like, why are you trying to even make this up? Is this the same guy with the Shrewsbury, not the sandwich?
That's a different guy.
Great. I love your sauces.
Okay. As we've got food news on our mind, Oreos are ready for the fall already. Apple cider donut flavored Oreos. Who's going to go for these? They had what they've already done the Oreo.
Good.
You do think it sounds good?
Yeah, I do.
They're chocolate cookies with cream.
No,
why are they putting all this other stuff?
No, they're not.
The caramel.
They changed the flavor. Like the lemon ones are awesome. Have you ever had a lemon Oreo? Oh, those are.
Oh yeah, Ryan loves. My husband loves those lemon ones.
I think it's like almost it's heresy. Oreos are two chocolate cookies with the cream in the middle of them. What is the rest of this stuff? What, Oreo cookies with apple cider donuts? And then they have the
caramel. Whole cookie. It's not, you have to forget what, you have seen Oreos that are not just two chocolate cookies, right? With the cream in the middle, like you've seen other flavors of Oreos before.
But they're not really Oreos.
You're human and you live on this planet, so
yeah,
you have seen
Oreos.
Them.
They're not really
Oreos.
Well,
think of M&M's. You have the plain M&M's, you have the peanut M&M's, you have peanut butter M&M's. They're just
That's true. That's a great example, frankly. Peanut M&M's are not M&M's. M&M's melt in your hand. Don't melt in your hand. They melt in your mouth. It's chocolate.
My brain is melting in my mouth right now listening to this conversation.
Yeah,
whose fault is this? Who started this?
Who started this conversation? Hold on a second.
Where do you think this all starts with you? You started with the maraschino cherry.
I just said I thought an apple donut sounded good. Yes.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now, it's the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. That's the jingle, the Money Pit. Okay, so we get questions from our listeners for Tom. Now, that's part of what we do here, plus some of the information that we pass along that's sort of a teaser from the podcast, and they've got a great newsletter. So, but let's start with John, who listens to us out in Montana, says that he recently purchased a home, Tommy, that needs work, and he doesn't know where to begin. Well, maybe this old house maybe calls them up, but he didn't. He wants to hear that from you. So where does he begin? What's a good...
Well, he's trying to decide between multiple projects. He wants to know if he should replace the heating system, the furnace and the water heater, remodel the bathroom, or rip out carpeting and replace it with hardwood floors. Generally speaking, what you want to do is the improvements that give you the best return on investment first, and those that are core to the function of your house. So what I would do in that respect is I would do the furnace and the water heater. Now we're going into the winter. If you replace them now, you're going to have...
Oh, don't say that. Ooh, did you just say that? Ooh!
We will be going in the winter, but by the time he gets a contractor, gets the old system out, it's going to be fall, right?
Yep.
So before that happens, now's the time to do it, because if you wait until it gets cold, you're going to be like in a long line of people trying to get their furnace replaced. So I think that's a good thing to start planning and getting done. And we did it last year. I'm happy that we did.
Turn on the furnace and it goes, poof. Ooh, what do I do now?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. So I would concentrate on that first. Now, in terms of the bathroom remodel, I mean, if the bathroom's functional and this is just sort of a cosmetic remodel, you could put that and the replacement of the carpeting, ripping out of the carpeting, kind of in the same bucket in the terms of when you have time to do it, when you have money to do it. I mean, the nice thing about doing the flooring now, especially if you haven't moved into this house yet, is that it doesn't get any easier to take out that carpet. But by the way, you may be pleasantly surprised, depending on when your house was built. Doug, I can't tell you how many times I've seen folks take out carpet and discover hardwood floor under it because there was a period of time when that was just standard construction.
Yep.
And all and you now, need to do in that case is clean it up a bit.
Well, we know about what the chemicals in wall-to-wall carpet do to you. People, if they educate themselves, won't even think about putting that stuff in. But, yeah, ripping it out of an old house, I did that once. With an old house, pine boards, 14 years. This is an old house. And it was cold because stuff coming up in the basement was chilling the house. So instead of fixing what was in the basement, we put down carpeting. So that stopped the drafts.
Yeah,
but that stuff's not good for you to breathe under any circumstances.
Absolutely, and especially carpeting in a basement. That's just terrible because it's so moist down there that you get very happy dust mites, and that's not good for your respiratory system.
No. Okay, so we've been talking for the past month about your Safe and Home sweepstakes. Pretty much the end of the line for people to get in on that, right?
Yeah, still 2 days left. You can enter now, and we're giving away almost $4,000 in home security cameras from Deep Sentinel. Now, I have these on my home, and I love them because they're monitored by Deep Sentinel's personal security guards 24/7. That's the way the system works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool if somebody was to come with ill intent, they would be stopped. The crime would be interrupted by Deep Sentinel, but they also, they're smart. There's an automatic intelligence behind it, and so I'll get notifications that a package has been delivered, for example, so they can tell when a package delivery driver walks up and drops a package on your porch. So pretty cool system, and you can win with three different systems we're giving away.
All right. Also, the podcast, we have a lot of focus. Isn't the kitchen makeover pretty much the number one thing that people want to do? If they're going to do remodeling, isn't it usually in the kitchen?
Well, yeah, because we spend so much time there. It also has a great return on investment. But, typically kitchen remodeling is a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 project these days.
Mm-hmm.
So what we focus on are the things that you can do that give you a big impact, big return on investment, but don't cost a lot. So, for example, painted kitchen cabinets, it's kind of the end thing. It used to be that we only dealt with stained cabinets where we saw the wood grain came through, but people are doing a lot with painted cabinets today, replacing the hardware, updating the faucets, updating the lighting in the kitchen. There's a lot of things like that that you can do that will give you a good ROI, and we talk about that in this week's podcast. So download it at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right. Also, newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. There's you're covered everywhere with the info from you, and that's what's kind of cool.
But I like
we it. Do our best to keep you from your home becoming a money pit.
Right. I think that's almost impossible, frankly. I'm trying to get green moss off of the roof of my house right now. Not as easy as you would think.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.